guess that's why they call it the news.
This week's show is brought to you by Setting Stuff on Fire, just for funsies. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Things That Are News.
Hey, why are you not throwing this over to me? You gotta give me a heads up.
I thought I had to sneeze. The show where a couple guys hang out and talk about all the things that happened in the world this week. How was your week?
My week was good. I just got back from vacation.
Was it good?
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
That's good. No one cares. Well, you can give me one highlight. What was the one highlight of your trip?
That's hard. Roasting a whole hog with my grandpa.
Yeah, all right.
That was badass.
That sounds great.
Yeah,
it was. Meat is murder. Did you hear about the Ribfest shit?
No.
There's like a whole bunch of people protesting Ribfest. Like all the vegans. Just having a bad time.
I saw people chanting downtown for it.
People get pissed, man. Did you know, like in Ottawa, they had like people, they like put themselves in like meat packages?
Oh, yeah. I saw that online.
Yeah.
I thought those were dummies, though. Those were real people?
I assumed they were people. I don't know. Probably dummies.
That's creepier, though.
Like, yeah.
If they were real people?
They're probably dummies.
Because they would have just wrapped themselves up in plastic, though. That's ridiculous.
They probably would have died.
Yeah, exactly. How long are you going to get real sweaty? There's no way that ketchup is going to stay looking like blood with your fucking sweat inside a saran wrap.
That's true.
Yeah. How did we get down this road?
Because I said meat was murder. Well, my week was good, thanks for asking. Mm. It was pretty good.
Name one highlight from your week.
My mom bought me a fidget spinner for my birthday.
Just one?
Two fidget spinners for my birthday.
Which one? What colors?
They're both black.
What's the difference?
One slightly heavier.
Oh, she didn't know if the heavy ones...
I don't know what her logic was. She's old and senile.
You think she held them and, like, took them out of the packs and, like, weighed them?
No, the packages were still sealed.
Oh.
And she bought them on Amazon.
Oh, what? Yeah. So she just went, one fidget spinner, two fidget spinners.
Yeah.
One of these will work.
And she gave me a Dairy Queen gift card.
That is fucking random. The Dairy Queen gift card makes no sense.
That makes more sense to me than fidget spinners. I was pretty stoked about the Dairy Queen
gift
card.
Your mom's just trying to be cool with fidget spinners. Where does she get Dairy Queen gift card from? That's ridiculous.
Because me and my mom used to go to Dairy Queen all the time.
Oh, did you get fucking blizzards with her name on it?
I don't know.
Did you used to get the Kool-Aid blizzards?
That's called a slushie.
No, they had Kool-Aid blizzards. Those were good back in the day. Put Poppin' Rocks in them.
Ooh.
There'd be Kool-Aid and Poppin' Rocks.
Poppin' Rocks.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream with Poppin' Rocks, weird combo, works well.
That sounds phenomenal. But it was my birthday this week, too. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I turned 85.
85.
Yeah.
What'd you do for your 85th birthday?
I got fucking lit.
This sounds like a good 85-year-old birthday.
Got a nice bottle of scotch. Got pretty fucked up. Bunch of people were trying to convince me to shoot fireworks off my balcony. Almost worked.
Did anyone pee off the balcony?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I think you could get away with fireworks off the balcony on, like, Canada Day.
Yeah, but... Not Jeff's birthday.
Not just generic Jeff's birthday day.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably... Yeah,
That's a violation of apartment terms.
Yeah, you can't even have a barbecue up there.
You get kicked out.
I get kicked out and Christine stays.
Setting off a flare on your apartment balcony.
They just gave me, like, four Roman candles. I'm like, you want to set these off?
Who?
Like,
who brought them?
They shall not be named.
Shall not be named? Yeah. Yeah, sorry, we're on a podcast.
Just friends.
That's wacky.
Just friends. Anyway... What do you got some news, Bailey? Something that happened this week?
I got some news.
Something good happened?
Some news. There was some hacks.
Can you hit me with the good news before the bad news?
You want the good news?
Yeah.
The good news that I
just threw you right off, didn't I? You had it all.
You threw me off. No, I had an order, but I'm going to give you...
What's the good news?
I'm going to give you the good news that I hope is true news.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I gave you a warning. But I saw on the Instagrams that there's a sex tape of Corey in the House, a.k.a. something Massey. Kyle Massey. Had sexual relations with Caitlyn Jenner. And it's because he was duped because he thought she was Lana Del Rey.
That what?
Was his excuse.
Who's Lana Del Rey again?
A singer. An R&B, like an alternative.
Can you name one of her songs?
Something
about roses?
There's like something about blue jeans.
Put on my blue jeans.
It's called blue jeans.
Oh, I can't picture.
She's
she looks like Caitlyn. Does she look like Caitlyn Jenner?
Like Lord, but more R&B ish.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah. like Lord, but her hair's not all curly and she doesn't look Australian. She's like a American version of Lord.
This is all very confusing. But do you think it's true?
I would hope it's true, because I saw another fake story that he called an ambulance to their house because she fell while she was handcuffed to a giant elephant statue on the second floor.
A giant elephant statue.
Yeah, there
was. How do you fall because you're handcuffed?
Because she was handcuffed to the tusks, and like this elephant statue's just outside the rails, and she plopped over the rails.
But was she still handcuffed?
Oh, yeah.
But then did the elephant statue fall with
her?
So did the elephant statue fall with her?
No, her cuffs... She was going at it too hard, and her cuffs slipped off the tusks of the elephant.
Oh, were they just, like, looped around?
A tumble she went. Yeah.
She took a good tumble?
Oh, yeah, a nice good tumble. Enough that Corey in the house...
You know what I realized? I've, like, found out not that long ago.
What?
They're like, you know, there was, like, a whole thing because she won, like, Woman of the Year?
Mm-hmm.
You know she still had some man bits?
Oh, yeah, she heard she just recently got rid of...
Yeah, that's the only reason I found out.
Yeah.
I assumed that she was, like, full-blown...
That was the main first...
Downtown Lester Brown.
Like, that was actually not the main frustration, but the most complicated part, because then people were mad, but then it's also when's a transgen, like, when do you draw the line then, too, right?
I feel like if you got a dick...
Well, that's where a lot of people were ignorant, right?
You calling me ignorant?
Quite possibly,
yeah,
to
it's,
the transgender community.
I mean, that's fair,
it's
but
a
I...
a very sensitive subject.
I feel like there probably just shouldn't be a Woman of the Year.
Yeah.
Not that, like women are great, but, like, it's like having, like, Black Guy of the Year, you know?
Yeah.
There probably is Black Guy of the Year. And the LACP probably gives that out.
The point I...
Puerto Rican of the Year. It's just, don't... We're all just people, you know?
And I agree, and what's complicated about it, too, is, like, if you want to keep it two separate genders, you want Man of the Year, Woman of the Year, technically shouldn't she get the Man of the Year award, because...
Is there a Man of the Year award?
Yeah.
No.
For what? What company was it? Who Man of the Year award?
I don't fucking know. It was some bullshit.
Yeah, well, it's like, because he was a man when he made the choice to have the courage to present as a woman.
Well, that's a good point.
So technically, if there was no
war, yeah, but like, wasn't the whole thing because she was like a woman trapped in a man's body? So she was a woman. Just with a dick.
Okay. No, you're right on the semantics, because then he was already a woman on the inside.
Did you know there's a movie called Woman of the Year? It came out in 1942.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, Glamour gives it out.
Oh.
The magazine.
I thought it was, like, a bigger deal than Glamour. Why did that got so much hoopla?
I think it was Glamour.
No, that's fair. I just thought it was got so much attention.
Yeah, because they made a guy Woman of the Year.
Yeah. It's good because it's personal empowerment, but I also don't think it's still, like, a positive message. Like, what do they do to deserve a word like that?
Oh, wait, no. Glamour's just talking about it.
Oh, okay. Fake news.
Hmm. You keep talking. I gotta figure this out.
You think Corey in the house...
No, it is Glamour. Oh. Bono won one of Glamour's Women of the Year awards. What is happening? Yeah, Bono's won one.
How did... What?
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they just...
Yeah, it's Glamour. It's put on by Glamour.
They probably just changed up all the rules afterwards.
Yeah, so they're like, oh, fuck, we gave it to Kaylin. This fuck next it. Year goes to Bono.
Yeah, no, we'll make Bono it, and Bono makes everything better.
I don't think he won, like, Woman of the Year, but he won an award at it.
Okay.
Oh, so Bono was the first Man of the Year.
Yeah?
The year after, like, then they had a Man of the Year.
Oh, so split it up?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
At least they figured it out somehow.
Yeah, but it's like for promoting like women issues.
Yeah.
Which Bono's a pretty good dude, but seems like kind of a douche.
Yeah. Yep. I always thought he looked like a douche.
He looks like such a douche. He wears tiny sunglasses. If you wear tiny sunglasses, you're a douche.
You don't.
Like Elton John.
Yeah, he just... I hate how he looks.
Elton John?
No, fucking Bono. Bono just looks like a douchebag. Imagine playing in a band with that guy.
Yeah, I'd punch him in the mouth.
Like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm changing news.
What's the bad news?
Bad news?
Maybe there's some bad news.
HBO got hacked.
That's good news. Fuck HBO.
Bad news for all the Game of Thrones nerds.
I don't like premium cable. I don't like what it stands for.
But we're going to start like a Patreon. What's the difference between offering like exclusive content and getting a subscription?
Because, alright, it's like the same problem I have with... Like, YouTube Red. You have a certain... Like, stick to one service, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's like monopolizing.
But YouTube, it's the Google machine, and they're just trying to...
Oh, speaking of YouTube Red, I wanted to talk about this, and I forgot. Did you know they're making... they're rebooting Karate Kid on YouTube Red?
How?
With they're not rebooting it. They're like... who are the fucking main guys? Billy Zabka and the other guy?
Yeah.
They're both coming back, and they're like doing like a continuation. It's like grown-ass adults.
Mr. Miyagi's dead.
No, it's just the two white guys.
Oh. Yeah. As adults.
As adults. And they're just like got to rebuild their life through karate or some shit.
And we're just going to ignore the Jaden Smith movie?
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
We're just going to pretend that he didn't turn black for a year?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I'm not really. It's coming out on YouTube Red. That's why
it's not like Karate Kid if it's him as an adult.
I don't think it's like called Karate Kid or anything. It's just like a continuation of their lives.
Meh.
Ralph Macchio.
Does he make his? It's gonna. He's just gonna end up training another person in like the same style, I would assume.
Yeah, probably. And then Billy Zabka is gonna train someone in the same style.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And maybe it'll be Jaden Smith again.
Oh God.
Yeah, what were we saying about
HBO? Got hacked.
Yeah,
They released all of the main actors' phone numbers.
Okay,
and they're holding all of this season as well as the a couple of next season's scripts ransom.
I thought this was the last season.
They're debating, and apparently they found more info.
It's the last season.
Like they found more scripts though for future episodes, not episodes, but spinoffs or something.
Yeah, no, they have like spinoffs planned.
Found like other scripts as well.
Ooh.
So HBO's already offered to pay $250,000.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Should they cave? Should they just say, fuck it, release our scripts?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, write new scripts.
Fuck it. Be creative.
Yeah.
And then their video for this week's episode was leaked by their Indian broadcasting partner.
Okay.
So the actual, like, raw footage was hacked.
Okay.
But it seems like it was them, which already doesn't make sense. But, so, at the same time, this shit leaked a whole day early, but it was only in, like, 720p. Like, it was, like, shitty quality.
720's not that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but it was still shitty, considering all the dragons and fucking special effects there were this episode.
Yeah, no, I saw all of them. They were good.
Oh, it was lots
those
of dragons.
Those dragons were flapping their wings. I tell you what.
And then you...
There's more fire than a... Well, Hawaiian like, luau.
Yeah, I'll stay away from spoilers.
Jon Snow looked chilly.
Oh, real chilly. But God damn, like, we've been waiting so long to see that shit, finally.
Was like, there, like, some cool dragon shit?
Oh, you didn't actually
No, see I don't that. Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there's
cool... Was that believable?
I thought you actually watched some of the dragon shit.
No, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
It was the first time she used the dragons in a battle in, like, the Westeros.
Yeah.
And then...
Is there an Easteros?
No, it's Essos.
Why? All right. All right.
And then fucking... it was the first time that Daenerys or whatever the fuck, the blonde haired
Targaryen?
Bitch,
I know that.
First time she brought her army over to like Westeros, a.k.a. England, and fought a battle
AKA
with
A.k.a. England?
Yeah, even Game of Thrones, it's all just a pun of like the island shaped north. It's just Britain from a different perspective.
Okay.
It's England, and then all the countries across the sea are, like, Portugal and Spain. That's why their cultures all match it.
Okay.
And she got, like, savage people and stuff from where there would have been barbarians and blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who are the White Walkers, then?
The Irish people.
Yeah? Yeah. Damn Irish.
They're just lifeless zombies, apparently.
Yeah, they're just fucking like...
But, so that episode got 10.9 million views.
Okay.
And the question
is... that good?
It's their top viewed episode.
But but like by how much?
By a million. It was like 9.9 last week.
Oh, that's pretty good. Because like I feel like every episode should probably be your top viewed. Actually, no, because like finales and premieres always do the best.
Mm-hmm. So
anyway,
so
yeah,
the debate is: did the leak and everyone seeing it in shitty quality actually benefit the viewership of the episode? No,
probably.
I think it would, especially with Game of Thrones, because you're getting a bunch of nerds trying to watch it early, and they go, oh shit, this is actually like pretty good, and they watch the full version.
Well, it's more of like, it starts the conversation.
Like, the same thing I do for, like, Rick and Morty. Like, I watch a lot of the shit in Swift posting, and then I go watch the actual full episode once it's out, but I already know what's fucking gonna happen.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it's like, not even as much, because it's like, those people are going to watch it whether it gets leaked or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The people who are like, oh, it's out early, I'll watch it. Like, they were going to watch it no matter what.
Yeah.
What it does is it creates a buzz, and then, like, other people might watch it.
Oh, created more hype ahead
created
of time.
Created hype. Because okay. people were talking about it.
Because everyone knew there was going to be dragons blowing shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes more sense, especially because there's so much dragons blowing shit up. It could have been just the combination of it being a, like, action-packed episode.
Yeah. And then now everyone knows it's an action-packed episode. So okay. And I'm just guessing, but I assume they built up to that the episode before?
Like, nah, this final season is there's a big battle every episode.
That sounds shit.
It's good because they're giving you a good variety and they're all intense in different ways. Their fucking choreography and their use of like practical effects is like excellent.
Well, they get dickloads of money, don't they?
And they use it fucking well. Like even like half the fire effects, like the reason it looks so good is like most of it was practical. Like half the people getting burnt, like you see the behind the scenes footage of they did like 25 actors at a time getting lit on fire.
Well, because now they can like, afford that. That's pretty
exactly.
good. Isn't it like, it's like the highest funded TV show of all time.
It is. It is.
They get like $1 million an episode or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, well, like that battle from the last season was called the Battle of the Bastards. That's
yeah.
It's like the most expensive battle on TV ever. God damn. Like, it was just excellently filmed.
I just don't like shows like that on TV because it just never looks as good. Like, it's never going to look like Lord of the Rings good, you know?
Like, their specialty, like, their really good part, like their hallway trick, like their Marvel hallway trick, is they show the chaos of battle really well. Like following the main character fucking stumbling through, like slicing a guy and then tripping, and then a dude gets run over by a horse, and then he almost gets killed, and then like impales a dude, and then all of a sudden the climactic action happens when he just turns a corner, but you're so disoriented as the viewer, it comes as like a surprise.
Yeah.
It's, like, really well done, and that's their, like, go-to stick of, like, making the war from a first-person perspective.
Well, so, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, the extras and the choreography.
Once it's, like, all out, then I might start watching it. Maybe. Maybe not. There's so many things
so
I gotta watch.
It's so fucking long, but the payoff is really good and worth it thus far. Like, the payoff is all worth it after all these years. They're really giving you everything you wanted to see, finally.
What is it, like, season 7 or something?
Yeah, season 7.
I know some stuff. Yeah, I'm probably never going to watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just say watch the last season and watch, like, the first two episodes of the first season. You'll be like, okay, I get the gist.
Yeah, I think I started watching the first episode. I'm like, this isn't for me.
It's real slow. It takes a long fucking time to build up, but now it's
yeah,
like,
people, like, always try and sell me on shows like that. They're like, yeah, it takes a long time to, like, build up, but I'm like, oh, then I'm probably not going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste 10 hours of my life. Like, I hear this gets good.
I'm very
That's my problem with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I started watching Breaking Bad, and they're like, you just got to get to season 3. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to grind through two seasons of a show.
That's exactly what's happening with Better. Like, that's why people think Better Call Saul sucks. Because it's the same fucking writers. It's taking the same pacing. Everyone expected Better Call Saul to be like what Breaking Bad was at the end of it.
Yeah, hate shows just fucking come out guns a-blazing.
Yeah, so Better Call Saul's been real slow, and now it's getting super cool, but it's on its third season now.
Like, yeah.
Same thing. It just took too long to get hype.
I just don't like shows that are dependent on like having a next season, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Just tell a story.
Well, that's why I like my anime.
Watch a show for 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Sorry,
I don't want to watch a show for 7 years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot.
It's a long fucking.
It's a long fucking time.
We're not watching Doctor Who here.
Yeah, it's fucking 80 years later. Still realms and dragons and shit. All right, what's the worst news?
The worst news, since you're a step ahead of me.
Got you.
Donald Trump. He's threatening to blow everyone up.
What are you going to do, you know?
So I'm sure many people of the internets are aware that he threatened North Korea with all hell and fury.
All, as you do.
Disposal. But we'll stay off of that. The only comment I have to make is it's fucked because it puts him into a corner. Because now if he doesn't react and some shit goes down, he looks like a pussy. And that's like just as bad as him threatening them.
Well, he's got to react.
Yeah, so now it's like if he doesn't react, everyone just calls him a bitch. But at the same time, if he does react, no one's going to have our back immediately.
Don't say our.
America's. Okay, we're getting the after effects of a nuclear bomb hitting
America. We'll be fine.
I feel like we're kind of...
We'll be fine.
But let's move on past my paranoia of nuclear war.
Yeah.
So he's been putting these threats out publicly on Twitter. The debate now going on right meow. Hot news. Hot take. should he be banned from Twitter because threatening another person or body of people on Twitter is against their user agreement in terms of service.
Yes.
So kick him off Twitter?
Yeah.
But he's the POTUS. You can't kick the POTUS off of an American company's internet platform.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, because he allows them through capitalism to have that industry, to even have the potential for there to be a Twitter.
Yeah.
Why are we going to kick him off?
The rights, the
he's an American
forefathers,
citizen.
Man, everyone has the right to do whatever the fuck they want.
But he's Donald Trump is an American citizen.
Yeah. So yeah. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, but Twitter can also do whatever the fuck they want.
So Twitter should just say, fuck it.
I don't really I don't really give a fuck, but if they want to, I got their back.
Okay. All right.
But if they don't, I got their back. Just do whatever the fuck you want.
What do you think Donald Trump would rant on if he gets kicked off of Twitter, though?
I bet he would just keep joining Twitter, and they'd have to keep banning him.
That's just petty.
Or he'd have his... No, but he'd do it. He'd have his, like, press secretary, like, tweet, like, quote him.
Okay, yeah, that's probably it. That's already what he does with his fucking communications corps. That's why the Mooch got fired.
Yeah.
The Mooch. You see the Mooch and all the memes comparing him to the fucking business guy from Futurama?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah, the bone-itis.
I got... What does a banana cost? Like $10? did you, see... I got to throw in here that I didn't tell you about.
Sure.
You see this new app that all the youngins are using called Seraha?
Can't say I have.
No. It's like one of those Ask Me Anything apps. Remember when Facebook just started?
You mean Sahara?
Yeah, that. It's like Seraha is how you're supposed to say it.
I think it's Sahara.
No, Seraha. Like where you submit the questions?
Sure.
And or comments on the person?
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking
about?
No. No, it's like Seraha. And remember the early days of Facebook when they had all those shitty apps that could plug in? And you had the mystery boxes where people would send you anonymous
questions? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's exactly that, but modern for Instagram.
Okay.
It's like the hottest thing ever. Like, go look at all the youngins you have on your Instagram list. Everybody's bumping it, and it's already just going down the shitter of people getting death threats.
Some
kid got a death threat against his 2-year-old brother.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
Because why not, you know? I would. That's a good bit.
Threaten your 2-year-old brother on the Seraha app.
Yeah.
I just keep that.
I feel like I used to say some fucked up shit on that old Facebook one.
Exactly.
Because why not?
So this is just like a trap for teens to like go nuts.
Yeah. It's just good bits.
It was like, oh, because in our day, we were like the beginnings of trolls, but now, like, people are trolls for a career.
People are fucked now, dude.
So, you open up an app like that again, it's you open up a gate to oblivion, my friend. It's terrifying. Last news, good news.
Oh, is it good news?
Yeah, King of the Hill.
Oh, why wasn't this your first good news?
King of the Hill might be getting a reboot. They're in talks with Fox.
Yeah.
Excited?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I asked you off camera, but do you think they aged the characters?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I think they're going to try to pull South Park and just pretend that everyone stayed the same.
I don't know what they're going to do with Luann, because she did. I had to explain this to you off camera. Even though we're currently off
Give
camera.
Give the actor's name again for our Brittany audience, Murphy. Not me. Brittany Murphy.
The blonde chick from 8 Mile.
Yeah, okay.
She died. I think she overdosed or something.
I think they'll just send her to college.
Just fucking steal my idea.
I was going to get crap at you before you yelled
at me. I think they're going to send her to college.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Fucking cuckold.
I think your idea is fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, she's off of college.
Or she got married to a weird guy again.
It's like whatever they do in, like, The Simpsons when they, like, go to the future. Like, you know, they always have those weird, like, somehow they're in the future, and, like, Maggie's just like, oh, Maggie lives in France.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a voice for her, and they don't want to have...
Yeah.
So, like, she's in France.
Yeah, they'll pull something like that.
Yeah. Luann moved to Canada.
They'll make the episode in honor of her, most likely, though, I bet.
The first episode will definitely be in, like...
Yeah.
In memory of.
Yeah, they'll say that.
Yeah.
And then, if there was one modern-day plot line that Hank Hill has to deal with...
Yeah.
What would it be? Like, one of his modern-day frustrations.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner? So dealing with, like, the LGBTQ community?
Or just Trump.
Or what about his thoughts on same se- not same
opposite sex
washrooms, gender inclusive washrooms.
I think he'd think they were bad. That'd be pretty good. He's just like washing his hands, and a lady walks in.
And there's only a gender inclusive washroom in his office.
That's not the what's the fuck gender neutral bathroom.
Gender neutral, thank you.
Inclusive.
That's why I was struggling.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be a good bit.
A good Hank Hill bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see him dealing with like technology.
The Mexican like wall.
I want to see him dealing with iPhones, like just a day in the life of Hank Hill in the modern day.
Yeah,
because like his
him trunk, getting Facebook.
Yeah, like his truck has all these apps now. Like you should see modern trucks. Like I didn't every fucking I went on vacation. I worked with a lot of construction workers.
Yeah,
every new Ford and Ram has like a goddamn like monitor and like computer. And
yeah, every new cameras. Car does,
but it's. Like, for a construction worker, it's funny to watch, because they all barely know how to fucking work this thing, and they're all yelling at this computer in their car. I want to see Hank Hill, the propane salesman, try to do
that. That'd be good.
And do you think he would still be able to aptly sell propane at such a high level?
Yeah. Everyone still needs propane and propane accessories.
What if he has to deal with an episode of learning how to market his propane on social media?
That'd be pretty good. He's got to start the Twitter page for Strickland Propane.
Or he gets, like, obsessively turned off by Instagram because of all the naked ladies on it. And it's improper.
That'd be good.
And he's got to market his propane.
I hope they just talk about his flat butt.
Yeah. They have to. There's been so many Hank Hill memes in the recent years.
Do you remember that episode where he had to get, like, a butt pad? He had to wear, like, a fake butt. Because his butt was too flat.
What was it for?
He was in, a lawnmower race or something?
Yeah, and he was self-conscious that it didn't look like he had enough butt strength or something?
No, it just, like, his, like, butt bones were breaking.
Oh.
Like, it was a medical issue.
Oh, God.
So they had to give him a fake butt.
No. Do you think they still have, what's his father's name? The
Colonel? Carrot?
Carrot. It's not carrot.
Carrot?
It's something wacky like that.
Yeah. Thing. Kimchi.
Kimchi. Do you curry. Colonel.
There's fucking whatever.
Do you think he,
Cotton.
Cotton. Do you think Cotton's gonna be as racist?
Yes. Perhaps more.
You think more? They'll make him the stereotypical Trump supporter.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do with
that's
him.
That's what they'll do with Cotton. Because
he was a stereotypical Vietnam vet. But
yes,
that's
with no shins.
Yeah, it's too old for kids these days to relate to.
Now so. Just support Trump.
Yeah, make him a Trump supporter. I like that. I want to see Cotton as a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We're going to introduce... I'm done with the news.
We got some movie news.
We got some movie news?
Yeah, there's always movie news.
That's why I was going to introduce the movie news segment, but I didn't want you to yell at me.
You thought I didn't have movie news?
We got the movie news! Smooth, right? See that?
That was
smooth transition.
I think it's my time to leave. Anyway.
I'm going
to
go get a drink while you start with the first news story.
They released some new images from Star Wars Episode 8.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
No.
They look good?
What's in the photos? Surprise me.
They got like a cool Snoke.
Yeah.
He looks like he's made of spaghetti.
Any clues on who he is yet?
It's Spaghetti Monster.
Is he Mace Windu?
He's a Spaghetti Monster.
I think he's Mace Windu.
He looks very white.
You never know what happens when you turn to the dark side.
You turn white?
Very pale.
They've also, I think...
You lose your melatonin.
It's like basically confirmed that he's a new character.
Yeah, oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why does he hate the Jedi so much?
Because they're shit.
What did they do to him?
I don't think he hates the Jedi.
Yeah, he does.
Why makes you say he hates the Jedi?
Because he made fucking Kylo Ren destroy the Jedi Order.
Yeah, because they're fucking around.
Because they're starting to spread good messages.
Not good messages. It's all perspective. You know what?
So you think so?
No Star Wars news today. He's a spaghetti monster.
Oh, fine.
Okay? His name is Spaghetti Monster.
They have photos of Donald Glover?
Yeah.
What wacky costume was he in?
He looks good. There was him, like, piloting the Millennium Falcon.
He looked like Prince?
He kind of looked like Prince.
Okay, cool. That's all.
Sure. He looked like Prince. Next movie news. Beyonce is in talks to voice Nala in The Lion King.
I think that's fit.
And also produce the soundtrack.
Yeah, I think that's even better.
Do you think they sing all the single lines?
All the single lines? I bet you they'll make a parody on single it. They'll make some sort of parody on it. They'll at least have a scene where the lines are dancing and there's three of them doing the step. Yeah. There's three sassy lions kicking their hips out.
I'm sad this is audio, because everyone just imagine me go, you know what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, do you think they do the little hand thing, too? The lion paw?
Yeah, a little lion paw. Out to the side. Also, for the Lion King casting news, you know, I forgot her name, and I forgot to look it up. The bad lady from Luke Cage.
Bad lady from Luke Cage. Yeah. The lady who's, like, the politician?
The politician lady. She might be, I also, the other lady lion. Naribi? Narabo?
Something like that.
Narabi. That's, I think it's Narabi.
Narabi? Yeah, that sounds, I don't know. I just read a bunch of stuff on Kenya, so that's why that sounds...
Namibia. So that's pretty good.
I think it's good. She can play. She's got a good evil character voice.
Yeah. And The Defenders comes out soon, so that's topical. That comes out this weekend. The next weekend. 1 week. Like it comes out soon.
Can I go back to The Lion King? Can I ask a controversial question?
Sure.
Like, it's good that they're...
Trying to have a seamless segue.
And, well, sorry, it's good that they're hiring black people, but, like, shouldn't the lions have African accents? They're, like, African lions?
So, what?
Because Beyonce...
It used to be, like, Justin Taylor Thomas? JTT, whatever.
But if they're going that route, like, Beyonce doesn't exactly known for her African accent.
I don't think it mattered.
No? Just at least put a better suited person into the role? Okay.
I don't know why they need to have an African accent.
Then why do they need to switch them to black? What if they just get good voice actors?
Well, because they get famous actors.
Beyonce's not a famous actor.
Did you see Austin Powers' Goldmember?
It's the only movie.
Foxy Cleopatra.
It's the only movie.
A whole lot of women.
There's so many interviews of her saying she hated doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that movie a lot.
She thought it was a funny idea, then she realized too many people would just know her as that.
Yeah, whenever I think of Foxy, whenever I think of Beyonce, I think of Foxy Cleopatra. Whole lot of woman.
Yeah, and it was like such a bad stereotype.
It is so fucking good, dude.
It was well done, but it was just a complete stereotype.
Yeah. But no, it's fine.
Okay.
They're probably like giving her a role because they want her to do the soundtrack. And then she can like sing a song.
Like Mufasa.
What?
I don't know. Just keep moving.
Why'd you just say Mufasa?
I don't know. Keep moving. Just keep moving.
Do you know Jeremy Irons is Scar? Yeah, that's a white guy.
Because the white man's the devil. I thought you knew this.
Or did Jeremy Irons be Scar in the... I think he was Scar in the first one. Fuck. Who's Scar in this one?
Jeremy B. Scott?
You just made that name up. That's not a name.
What's the name of
Jeremy B. Scott.
What's the name of the fucking actor that was in the Rocky remake?
Michael B. Jordan?
Michael B. Jordan. Jeremy B. Scott.
You got the B.
Why? How did I figure out Jeremy and Scott there?
You're fucked. You thinking weird, Michael J. Fox?
I don't know. I have a weird brain, man. I have a weird fucking brain. I'm going to be right back.
All
right,
I'm going to tell a story. So, they're making a Justice League movie. I don't know if you know this. But it's going into reshoots.
Yeah.
And Zack Snyder's not around. So, Joss Whedon's doing the reshoots. It's pretty good. But there's a whole controversy because Henry Cavill is also, he's going to be the villain in the next Mission Impossible movie.
Okay.
And they're like starting to film that now. And for that movie, he had to grow a mustache.
Oh, no.
And Paramount won't let him shave the mustache for Justice League reshoots. So they're going to have to CGI off his mustache.
For what? Which one's Henry Pascal?
Henry Pascal? Cavill? Cavill. How does Henry Pascal... Do you even know who that is?
No, I don't know.
He was a scientist. He invented the Pascal. Of measurement. God damn it, dude.
I'm aware of that.
Holy fuck.
Henry Cavill.
Plays Superman.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. He's the pretty boy. Okay.
He's Superman.
Yeah, all right.
So he has a mustache. Oh, and they're going to have to CGI off the mustache.
Just let him have a mustache.
That's what I thought.
Just let him have it half the time.
Or just CGI on a mustache for the other half of the movie.
I wonder which one would be harder.
Definitely to take it off.
I think.
Because you got to, like, add a lip.
Well, it's
you need to look up pictures. Because, like, he's got, like, a good mustache.
You can use
It's not like a Donald Glover mustache. It's like a Tom Selleck mustache.
He could use the clone stamp tool in Photoshop. And you just clone stamp his cheek and you just stamp over the mustache.
Just stamp over his upper lip?
Yeah, you can take that and then it just makes it pink. Like, you just clone the cheek.
But it's such a good mustache.
And then just let him have, say, like, have him walk on and be like, yo, guys, I just watched the whole first season of Magnum P.I. I didn't know what I was missing.
But, like, that's not how reshoots work, though. That's the thing. It's, like, intermittently throughout the movie.
No, I know.
So it'd be like, you ever see the newest Fantastic Four movie?
Mm-mm.
The fucking fan four stick?
I'm aware of it, but I don't watch
this. There was a whole, they did a shitload of reshoots for that movie.
Yeah.
But, like, Kate Mara, who plays the Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
Changes hair in the reshoots. So, like, every other scene, she has, like, a different hair color. And it's the most fucking distracting thing in the world.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, imagine just every once in a while he has a mustache.
I think it would just be fantastic. They may as well.
Is that a Fantastic Four pun? I watched Fantastic Four 2, The Rise of the Silver Surfer, the other day. It's underrated. It's pretty good.
That one's the out of all of your Fantastic Four movie options, the Silver Surfer one's the best one.
It's a good one.
The first one with that crew sucked.
With that crew?
And then this last one, I just saw like a 15 minutes of it on YouTube, and when I'm not
it's so bad, dude. There's this whole scene where Miles Teller and whoever plays fucking Ben Grimm are like at a science fair, and they're supposed to be playing kids, but they're in like a grade 6 science fair.
Yeah.
And it's just like 2 30-year-olds pretending to be 12.
That's and it's so whack.
They're just like standing beside 12-year-olds.
Like they didn't hire child actors?
Yeah, but the word... Like, a scene before, they had child actors.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
How's that in a real life?
And then, like it jumps, like, movie? Jumps, like, a year? Or, like, 2 years?
Yeah.
And then it's Miles Teller.
That's fucking weird.
It's the most... Like,
so
that's, like,
by the time he's 14, he's, like, a full-grown adult.
It's, like, the third scene in the movie, and I was already like, what the fuck is going on?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
No, the Silver Surfer one was, like, the actual Silver Surfer was good in that.
Yeah.
He was the best of the villains. In the
they made Galactus franchise. A cloud, but that's the whole...
Yeah, that's what... That was a big thing in early comic book movies.
Yeah, you just make all the bad guys a big cloud.
Yeah, none of the villains.
Because how ridiculous would it be if they had actual-looking Galactus?
Yeah.
The giant purple man.
Yeah, giant purple man. They're not. They just barely got us to the point of accepting that shit through Guardians.
Yeah.
So.
No Galactus.
Even Dormammu and shit. He's like pretty cloudy. Just a face.
Pretty cloudy.
Face with arms. Whereas in the comics, he's like a trippy space monster.
Well, he was just a face with arms. It's like Ego the Living Planet.
Yeah. You didn't see him as, like, the weird planet face thing.
Yeah, he was just a guy. He was like, yeah, I'm a planet.
Yeah, we're going to get Jeff Bridges to make this palatable.
Yeah, I was really hoping that it would be, like, an actual planet.
I thought...
Anthropomorphic planet.
I thought with the looseness of the movie that they would give it to you at the end as, like, an Easter egg.
Well, they did, like, one little thing when it was, like, blowing up. They, like, panned to the planet, and the planet looked like a face.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough.
But it was like, yes.
You need Jeff Bridges' face on the planet.
Yeah, like, CGI his face onto a planet with, like, maniacal laughing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted.
That's what I completely agree with you.
Did you know Chris Pratt is breaking up with his wife?
Yeah, I actually did see that.
That's news. That's I was hoping that was your bad news.
No, I forgot about it until you brought it up with the girl from the fucking...
Anna Faris.
Scary movie.
Yeah.
Serious. I imagine she would be annoying.
You know what, like, my mind... I thought you were going to say the girl from Don't Mess with the Zohan?
No.
No. Is that the one she's in? No, The Dictator.
Yeah, she's in The Dictator.
She's in
The
Dictator.
She's the journalist trying to chase him around and then ends up with Sacha Baron Cohen when he's homeless.
I don't think she's a journalist.
She's an activist.
She's an activist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an activist because she works in, like, that hippie store.
And yeah.
That's how he gets his job.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that movie.
I like that movie. I like all the Sacha Baron Cohen movies. Don't Mess with the Zohan's a class. Oh, that's Adam Sandler. Why did that? That also a class.
Yeah, he was on some talk show this year, and he did Ali G again.
Oh, that was shit. I don't like Ali G.
It was good for the time it was made. It was timely.
Did you ever see The Brothers Grimsby?
No, I didn't actually watch that, did you?
It's some shit.
It's good?
It's him and Mark Strong.
I heard it was very,
It's quite out there. They climb inside of an elephant vagina.
That's all I know of.
Yeah.
That was, like, the main scene I know of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why did they... Is that spoil? There's too much spoilers.
No, there...
shouldn't say it on air.
There's no spoilers for fucking a Sacha Baron Cohen.
Then why did they have to climb inside the elephant?
They're just, like, trying to escape people. They're, like, running from...
Oh, so they... Did they hide in the elephant?
They hid, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. They climbed right in, and then, like, there was like an elephant gangbang while they were inside the elephant vagina. What's it called when like one lady just gets like, they ran a train on that elephant.
Yeah, they ran a train.
They ran a train on the elephant.
Oh God.
Well, they were inside.
So they got splooge, elephant splooge.
But then I'll give you a spoiler. If you give a fuck. But so there's like a deadly nerve toxin, and then they were like put into like fireworks.
Yeah.
They were gonna set them off, and like kill everyone with deadly nerve gas.
Yeah.
So what Sacha Baron Cohen and Mark Strong had, they had to like sit on the firework.
Yeah.
So they just like it went up their ass.
Nerve gas.
Nerve gas, and then exploded. But they didn't die because the antidote for the nerve gas was elephant semen.
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
So they just had to figure out a way to justify the fact that they got jizzed on by elephants.
Yeah, it all came full circle. Okay. And I think the movie ends that they're like both in the hospital with their legs up because their anuses are like quite wide, and they're just like echoing wind from their wide anuses.
Oh, God.
It's a good movie.
That's so
it's
gross.
Pretty good.
All right, I'll check it out, though. I'll check it out.
What are we talking about today, Bailey? We were supposed to talk about Rick and Morty. How'd you feel about Rick and Morty?
I loved Rick and Morty.
There's been 3 episodes now.
I've seen a lot of people freaking out about them, though. Some people didn't like
it. Some people didn't like it.
I've seen a lot of very vulgar and sexist comments that people think it's because there's women writers on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
because they just hired on like 3 more women's writers to balance out the writing room because it was all dudes.
Yeah, you should probably get some lady writers on there.
Because Dan Harmon likes to mix it up, and then he realized that his office is just a bunch of
white dudes, just like
nerdy dudes.
What makes us laugh, guys?
Yeah, because he's really smart with that. Like he did that with Community, and that's part of how the writing got so good. But he was fucking it up there. Did you know that, Jeff Winger, comedian?
Joel McHale
was the Buckethead guy in episode 2.
I did not.
He was Buckethead.
I didn't even recognize his voice.
Yeah, he was Buckethead.
That's pretty good.
And they had the guy who plays, not Finn, but the dog from Adventure Time.
Oh, Jake?
Jake, the guy...
The guy who plays Bender?
The voice actor for Bender was in the episode.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Remember when R. Morty pointed out the guy who killed his wife?
Yeah.
And burnt his house? The guy who ran from him while they were running away.
That was Bender?
That was Bender. It was Bender. I was nerding out. I rewatched both the episodes like a good 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What'd you think of Pickle Rick?
I like Pickle Rick.
I was okay with Pickle Rick.
You're just okay with Pickle Rick?
I think there was ample opportunity to put a bunch more jokes in there. It was really well animated. I liked watching it. It was like a good show to watch, but it wasn't as funny as all the other
Rick. Yeah, it was a lot more action-packed.
Yeah, way more action-driven than comedy-driven.
I think it was more like trying to be comedy of like how ridiculous it was. Like it wasn't just like jokes. It was like, this is just getting more and more ridiculous, and that's great.
See, I saw a thing, and then it was also supposed, like, and it was arguing that it did that, too, to also emphasize the ridiculous degree he'll go to avoid therapy.
Yeah.
That, like, all this shit keeps getting worse and worse and worse, and there's nothing funny about it, and it's just sad and fucked up, and it's all just to not go to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I think that's more, like, the contrast between, like, Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland. Like, Justin Roiland is just, like, all the wacky screwball comedy. And Dan Harmon just, like, good, like, deep-hearted,
yeah.
like, has a good basis for shit.
Like, structured.
It's structured, that's the word.
That's why they compliment each other.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you look at the old, like, the Doc and Marty.
Look at House of Cosby's.
House of Cosby's, yeah. It's all just random.
It's just random shit that makes no fucking sense.
No plot.
But, like, Dan Harmon's, like, the master of plot structure.
Yeah. Oh, man, I watched, like, I recommend looking up on YouTube. It's, like, his guide to driving a plot.
Oh, I've seen that,
it's
yeah.
Like that 8-step process.
Yeah, yeah, I've
it's
seen
like,
that.
Fuck, I need to write that down in my office. Like, it's just such
yeah, a do you write a lot of plots in your day-to-day life, Bailey?
I have to write a lot of scripts.
You're creating a lot of plots?
I have to write a lot of scripts.
You're making...
Making schemes.
Making pilots for shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're going to be a famous auteur?
One day.
Screenwriter Bailey?
Oh, yeah. I hope
would you
so.
Take a pen name, or are you just going to be Screenwriter Bailey?
I would. What would my pen name be? If I made a pen name, it would have to be over-sexualized.
Titty Magoo.
No.
You heard it here first, folks.
Big Dick Flaccid.
Big Dick Flaccid.
It's like Rip Torn, but less classy.
I like Big Dick Flaccid. That's pretty good. I can get behind that. Like, is that because, like, it's big and it's still flaccid?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's like there's still more to come.
Yeah, you guys ain't even know yet.
Your name is like, yep. But wait, there's more.
Yeah. That's my last name. Yeah. Big Dick Flaccid, but wait, there's more.
Wait, so your first name is Big Dick Flaccid.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
I really like the Thunderdome episode. I liked the E.B. White little gag.
Sorry, I'm still distracted. I forgot we were talking about Rick and Morty. Yeah. I was like, what? Thunder? Yeah. The Thunderdome was good.
But I liked the E.B. White gag after, too. You didn't see that? When he was like, I'll call it the Thunderdome. He's like, actually, here we call it the Blood Dome. And he's like, oh, yeah. I see
an
E.B. White fan in the audience.
Yeah.
He's like, oh.
Zingers. It's raining pretty good outside.
I know.
It's spooking me.
It's summer storms. It's been quite hot.
It was quite hot today.
Yeah, it's been killing me.
Quite hot. I like the bit when he killed the guy and then the arm went back to normal, but he didn't quite die. So yeah. Morty had to kill him.
Yeah, and then he holds, like, they strangle him, and Rick just looks at him and says, see, now we're both responsible.
Yeah.
Oh, no, accountable.
Now we're both accountable. Yeah, accomplices?
No, it was accountable. Because he was trying to teach him a life lesson.
Yeah.
Now we're both accountable for our actions because he was getting him so that they could go get Summer, right?
Yeah.
Because he was apologizing because he dipped.
Yeah.
And I like the little sexual innuendo too when he walks in the room like he's choking him for pleasure or something.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'll tell you. Grandpa's not looking. Let's just finish up.
That might have been the better episode. Now that I saw the Pickle Rick one more recently,
it's
so I was like
the gags. It's funnier.
Yeah.
The second episode.
I think if it wasn't for that, like, teaser, where they, like, had the Pickle Rick teaser,
yeah.
I wouldn't have liked this as much. Because, I like, it surprised me that they were doing something with that.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, shit, they're actually doing a Pickle Rick episode.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked it.
No, it was good, isn't it?
I liked the concept of the episode better. Because I didn't like the whole...
I felt like
Mad Max thing.
I liked the Mad Max thing because it did if you talk about deepness, it was such a good way to explore each one of their like aversion to dealing with the home problems.
Yeah, like when Morty just like beating the shit out of the guy.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, you just stand there in the driveway with the fucking dumb look on your face.
Just be a man and decide. And like rips the guy's head off.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And then I like the robot too, when the robot like contemplates existentialism because they have to go into the garage.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I want to run in creeks. It's like overriding. No, I want to live. It's like overriding. Yeah, I'm going to the garage. Like fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well written. Well done. What was
the cat's just purring right into your microphone.
Yeah,
that's a good cat.
He's real cute.
Cat, you're not on the show.
He wants to be.
Welcome back to the Cat Podcast.
Cat Podcast.
This week we talk about there being a cat.
See?
He wants to eat the pop filter.
Yeah.
Don't eat a pop filter, cat.
He'll just have little purrs. It will be appealing to all the YouTube people.
All of the YouTube people? Because there's a cat?
All YouTube people want is cats.
I mean, who doesn't love a good cat? Anyway, welcome back to the show, cat.
What are we talking about
today
now?
We're going to talk about what's the deal with airline food. You know, I have this bit. I want to run this past you.
Okay.
I found my next career goal.
What?
You know, there's like cover bands and like the greatest hits of like they'll make like a Queen revival band. Yeah. Everyone will go see it. I want to be the first ever greatest hits stand-up comedian.
Greatest hits stand-up comedian.
Yeah, so I just go around and I just tell all stand-up comedians best jokes.
Wouldn't that be
no original material?
That's like kind of like a bar comic where they just kind of redo people's shit.
I don't think bar comic. Does someone already do that?
I don't know. I feel like
nobody's thought of this idea.
There's got to be someone who does this in Las Vegas. Just tells Richard Pryor jokes.
Maybe there's like an impersonator.
Okay.
But I'm not impersonating.
Okay.
I'm just going up. I'm going to have cue cards.
Yeah. And just deliver.
I'm just going to deliver all the bangers of all the best comedians. Like, not one. I'm just going to have, like, I'm going to have a Jerry Seinfeld joke. Then we have a Mitch Hedberg joke.
But you're not going to say it the way they do, so you're not an impersonator.
Sometimes I will.
Sometimes.
Like, if there's, like, a Mitch Hedberg joke, I'm going to do it how Mitch Hedberg would do it.
So you
like, I'm going to do Jerry Seinfeld.
So you are an impersonator, then.
I suppose. But, like, I'm doing everyone. But, like, some people I don't need to. Like, if there's a good Dave Chappelle joke, I'm not going to do a Dave Chappelle voice.
Cause why? Because it's racist?
No, because he just talks like a normal person.
Okay, yeah.
But, like, people who have a distinguishable voice, you have to do the voice.
What about, what would you do for Cat Williams?
He doesn't have any good jokes, so that's fine.
Cat Williams has good jokes.
I can't even think of his voice.
I can't do it. I'm not even going to try to do a Cat Williams impression. I'm going to embarrass myself. It's like super, like
it's high pitched, right?
You gotta think of a slick, a pimp named Slick.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
Pimp named Slickback.
Yeah, it's Cat Williams.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like he got his Shaquille O'Neal joke with his dick on his head. That's like a classic Cat Williams joke. You don't remember that one?
No, I probably, to be honest, I probably only do white comedians. Not as like a race thing, but it's just like it just seems safer.
Okay, yeah, no.
Because like I could impersonate Jerry Seinfeld, no one's gonna be offended. If I, like, go up and be like, yeah, this is my Cat Williams impression. No one's going to see that.
I think that'd be entertaining. Trying to do Cat Williams?
Maybe once I'm huge. Once I'm a big star.
Once you make
But is that a good idea? I feel like it's a good idea.
I think it's a
I've been watching a lot of stand-up lately, and yeah. I feel like...
Because Netflix is just...
They're just fucking... Yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Watching a lot of Jim Jefferies, because we got a close name.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Have you seen that Ari Shaffir one yet? I've been waiting.
Not a fan.
Do you watch it, though?
No.
Is it good? No,
I'm just not a fan.
I don't know how I feel about him. That's why I haven't I've been tempted.
That's why I don't bother.
I didn't like his...
Maybe I'll do a Tracy Morgan impression, because I feel like that's the...
Tracy Morgan's hard to do, because you got to get his lisp, and he's got, like, a South Carolina accent.
So why was that the McDonald's?
That's actually, yeah, it's pretty decent. Yeah. Yeah, there's more lisp to it, though.
I got in a car accident the other...
Yeah, now you just sound like Bernie.
I couldn't do Bernie.
Tracy, yeah, Tracy's hard because he got a lisp.
I feel like I'd have to only do dead comedians.
You see that one though, Staying Alive with Tracy? That was good. I like that one a lot.
Would it be weird if I did lady ones? That'd probably be too far. Only dead white guys, I think I can
do. Dead white guys.
Yeah.
All right,
or like not famous anymore.
Then you white can't guys. Do Seinfeld.
I mean, he's famous.
He's doing a whole stand-up circuit.
Yeah, but nobody cares.
Yeah, not a lot of people care.
A lot of people still fucking care.
He's doing new... It's because it's a new circuit. He's not just doing his old shit anymore.
Yeah. What's the deal with airline food?
Yeah. Imagine if he still did that shit.
It's crazy.
No one would go to those shows.
I was making a show with Larry David. It was too much to handle. Then Michael Richards said the N-word, and I was all like, Kramer!
That's a pretty good Seinfeld impression.
Thank you.
I give you that.
Thank you. This is my life goal now.
So you want to travel doing your impersonation?
Oh yeah, no, I'll be like a regular stand-up comedian. You know,
would
like,
that be considered a one-man show?
I mean, I think all stand-up is considered a one-man show.
I thought one-man show was like a specific type of like ditty when you go on stage,
like the guy who like it's a whole. Band by himself. He's got like knee cymbals and an accordion. Like
you gotta do a whole rant, you gotta argue with yourself, all that fun shit.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think you're good to go.
I just think there should be a greatest hits comedian.
Would you go to like alternative comedy festivals or where would you tour?
Wherever they'd have me.
Wherever they have you?
Yeah.
So bars,
Madison Square Garden.
Coffee clubs?
No. I'd start at like Yuck Yucks. I'd go to a Yuck Yucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be like, yeah, I do the greatest hits. Because the greatest thing is, like, I don't market myself as doing the greatest hits. I'm like, yeah, I'm just Jeff, I do stand-up. And people who don't follow stand-up would think I'm hilarious.
Then people are just going to say you steal jokes.
But, like, I admit that, like, that's my shtick.
Your shtick is...
I'm honest about it.
I'm not
like, sneaking around. Like, I wrote, I'm like, I didn't write this.
So you're, like, the Weird Al of comedy.
Sort of?
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, tweaking it.
No.
I'm verbatim, like, word for word, I'm telling other people's jokes.
So you're like the Michael Bublé of comedy.
Michael Bublé, right? What are you talking about?
Michael Bublé is just famous for re-singing other people's famous holiday songs.
I'm the cover band of stand-up comedy.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I don't think you can get famous.
I could probably make a living, right?
You could make a living out of
it. Yeah, like someone's having a party, they're like, yeah, we just want someone who we know they're going to be funny. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to do all the best bits.
And you can never run out of material.
Straight bangers. But like some of it's going to be super offensive, and some of it's going to be like Jerry Seinfeld.
So you have like a clean act and a dirty act.
Yeah, I go like, no, it's all mixed.
That doesn't even make sense.
It goes in waves.
You throw in some Ray Romano, and then you throw some like Joey
Barbara.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And I'll just fucking throw out some Ricky Gervais.
You can't do Ricky.
I can't do a British accent very well, so that would be a problem.
Well, you're not supposed to impersonate, though, so...
I thought I was. It's all very confusing. Anyway, speaking of traveling... Where do you want to travel to? I've been thinking about travel lately.
Yeah?
Me and Christine were going to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
And then we realized that's super lame, and then I watched Louis C.K. stand-up. Was it Louis C.K. stand-up? I think so. When he's just like, if I was going to... control population and just blow up cruise ships.
Yeah.
No, I think that was Jim Jefferies.
Yeah.
That was Jim Jefferies.
Well, you guys are already old people, so I think you would like
it. Right, we're old as fuck. But now we just might go to the Dominican. And it's like, where do you think I should travel to? I want your hot tip. I need a Bailey hot scoop tip.
Do the Caribbean, but do something a little less commercial. Like, go to, like, St. Dominique.
Fuck that.
Or go to, like... the Caicos, like go to something smaller, like do a still touristy stop, but make it like a little bit better. Go to the Maldives. The Maldives.
I feel like you're just making some of these up.
No, I'm not.
Just go to Jugliboo.
Like Saint Dominique and shit are just smaller Caribbean islands that are like desperate, so your dollar is worth a dickload more, so you can do a lot more fun stuff, and there's still like the same level of resorts. And, like, the Maldives is, like, the Caribbean version of the Mediterranean Sea.
All right.
You could go to, like, Croatia or some shit.
I don't want to live on the coast. Fucking Croatia.
That's actually beautiful because it's on the Mediterranean
Sea. I want to go somewhere that's hot as fuck. We're going to have unlimited rum. And there's good ocean for me to swim in.
Well, if you want to go super basic, Jamaica.
Jamaica's expensive.
Exactly.
So I'm probably going to go to Dominican. Probably going to go to Dominican. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, or you could go just straight to Haiti and not waste any time.
I was going to make that joke to Christine. I'm like, we should just go to Haiti. But like, I feel like there's no nice resorts in Haiti.
On the same island.
Yeah.
Hispaniola.
But where do you think I should travel to? What's the best travel destination?
South America. You could do like Peru.
Go to Machu Picchu?
Yeah, do one of the safer. So that's all you could get, an all-inclusive like resort and then trip to Machu Picchu type shit.
Take a nice little day trip to Machu Picchu.
Or Hawaii.
I feel like Hawaii
is underrated nowadays.
Hawaii is also super fucking expensive.
Not if you go to not fucking Maui. Like if you go to one of the
Flight alone.
Well, how much? I went to Africa for like 16.
Yeah, 16's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much do you want to fly for?
I want to fly for $400.
Oh, geez, both ways? Like, total?
We'll say 600 total.
Okay, then you're relegated to, like...
Dominican. Yeah.
You're fucked otherwise.
Yeah.
Maybe Mexico.
No, I don't want to go to Mexico.
I'm just so hyped. Mexico's fucked to me, so...
Mexico seems pretty fucked. I'm going to get date raped and kidnapped.
I just feel like kidnapped.
My anus is going to be filled with cocaine.
No, it's not going to be filled with cocaine. You just won't have a liver.
Is it going to be filled with Mexicans?
No, you just lose.
Oh, they're going to, like, cut it.
Just take your liver.
They're going to cut my liver out. I feel like you steal kidneys. You steal a liver?
You'd steal it all.
Why not just kill me? Why would you...
I don't know.
Yeah, if you're going to steal my organs, might as well cut my head off while you're at it.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not going to cut me open and like, yeah, we'll just take some bits. Just take the time to sew him back up, send him on his way. No, you just cut my head off.
Let him live another
scoop
day.
Scoop out everything.
You still believe in Jesus? Still want to go to
heaven. That was offensive.
Why? Oh, because that is called him Jesus?
Yeah.
But that's how, if you're Spanish, you would say
But Jesus. You are not Spanish.
But from their perspective... Okay, yeah, touche, I'm not even...
I was, like, doing an accent.
Yeah, it's like doing an accent. All right, I apologize
to all Spanish people. All the Mexicans who listen to the show.
All Latin-speaking people, I apologize.
Do you know where do you... that's where I should go? I was told I should go to Thailand.
Yeah, that's a good... I hear Laos is pretty affordable, too.
Is that a joke?
What?
Who wants to go to Laos? That's like, you pick the worst Asian country.
Why?
Laos?
Because that's why it's affordable.
Isn't that the one where the guy from King of the Hill was from? He's from Laos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where Khan's from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Laos. In Thailand,
it's
I think
right
you can...
Vietnam. You can like, go to fucking Vietnam pretty affordably.
But I don't want to own a person. Here you can do that in Thailand. You can just like buy a child.
You could buy
for like $40.
One of those weird houseboats. You should do that shit where you get that. You can rent that. It's called like, I can't remember. It's not called a houseboat. It's called a something boat. And you can basically rent a boat and just cruise down a river for a week.
Yeah.
Do that shit. Go to Thailand and rent a boat. Go to Vietnam, rent a boat.
I want to go to Thailand to rent a boat.
Because you get to cruise down the river. You experience.
I'd go to Panama to rent a boat.
Like you rent the boat and there's a whole crew on it.
Do they work for me?
Yeah, like they you rent the boat.
Would they give me a foot massage?
Captain and shit. You probably pay extra to have a prostitute there.
Like, prostitute?
You do male and female for you and Christine, but they're also masseuses.
I want...
And then you choose the line.
I want a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, God. You want to pretend you have a family. You want to test drive what the future's going to be with.
No. It's a business arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
His name will be Bruce. I will name him Bruce and be like, Bruce, you do whatever I want. He'd be like, yeah, give me like $4.
I feel like that's racist. You just condemned me for saying Jesus.
But that's the thing you can do in Thailand.
Not for $4. You can't rent your own fucking Thai kid.
Yeah. How much do you think it costs?
Thailand's not that impoverished.
I'm just saying there's...
It's fucked up, but you can't rent a kid for $4.
I'm saying there's a lot of human trafficking.
Yeah, but not to the degree you just expressed it to.
It's like the market gets saturated. You know, when a market gets saturated, prices go down. It's better for the consumer.
Then maybe you should go to Greece. I hear your dollar goes real far there.
Yeah, but I don't deal with sandals.
Why?
I don't like when people wear sandals.
You're going to have to wear sandals wherever you go in the Caribbean.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they make you.
They don't make you wear sandals.
Yeah, because you got to fit in.
I wear boat shoes.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Or... barefoot.
You may as well go to the British Virgin Islands and just join all the fancy rich people already.
Yeah, wear my short shorts.
Short shorts and my boat shoes.
And tank top and some boat shoes. Yeah.
It's actually a catamaran, if you ask.
There's no G, I think it's just catamaran.
It's catamaran.
Like meringue pie?
Yeah, like meringue.
Like...
Is this like a boomerang?
Like whipped...
It's like shaped like a boomerang.
Egg whites?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what meringue is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know how to cook.
Like a whipped meringue. or, it's when you get the eggs all fluffy and hard.
Yeah, you whip up egg whites. And you get a meringue.
You could go to Venice.
I want to go to fucking Italy.
Watch it flooded.
Get some pasta.
Get that here. Iceland.
Go to Eastside Mario's.
Go to Iceland.
I do want to go to Iceland, but I want to go...
Go to those weird natural hot spring things.
Yeah, it'd be pretty sick. You know they have an app in Iceland that like everyone has to make sure you're not related to someone before you fuck them? Because there's like so few people and everyone's like related. So you have an app and you just like type in a person's name. It's like, yeah, you can fuck that guy. It's not your cousin.
That's creepy.
That's a thing. Like everyone in Iceland has this app.
That's creepy. I don't like that. That's creepy.
So I feel like you could just go to Iceland and just slay. It's like, yeah, no, I'm from Canada. I have no family in Iceland. Don't even check your app.
You can slay as a traveler no matter what.
You think?
If you're solo, oh yeah. You get laid. There's just no attachments. That's when you catch people living by the seam of their pants.
Okay.
Right? Because they're all loosey-goosey, and it's like, oh yeah, I'll have sex with this guy who's just passing through town, and none of my friends know because they literally won't see him.
Yeah. But I'm like, plot twist, I'm living with you now. That's what I do to everyone. Once we're done, I'd be like, hey, can I move in?
So it's good if I stay here, right?
Yeah. I lied. I just got my green card.
Yeah, we're not related, so that means I'm good to just live here, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Your dog, my dog.
I've renamed him.
Your kitchen, my kitchen.
My kitchen.
Fruity Loops, in my mouth.
Do you know how to make meringue?
Yeah. So what do people in Iceland eat anyways?
Meringue. I feel like they eat salted fish.
And then that's when you give up on living there.
I like salted.
All you got in the fridge is salted fish and meringue. The fuck is this?
You taught me how to make meringue.
Yeah.
I was doing a bit.
I'm leaving, Ivanka.
Car alarm in the background. You think that's my car?
Could be. Should you check? It sounds like it's coming from the back.
It sounds pretty close.
Could be my
You car. Ramble. I'll be back. I'm going to check my car.
Okay. Well, if I want to travel, I want to see Malta. I think that would be cool. Or backpacking through the mountains of the Alps. There's also that movie where Brad Pitt was in Tibet and he was a mountaineer. I would like to be a Brad Pitt-style mountaineer. I think that would be cool. I was just talking about, what's that movie where,
I was here the whole time, yeah.
Is that you?
I don't know, hold
you
on.
Just turn it back on? That's fucking fantastic. So he just, turned off his car alarm, ran, sat down, and his sitting down turned it back on. Let's see, it's like a game show. Oh no, it wasn't him.
It wasn't me the whole time. I found out what car it was.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Which
so I'm out of breath. What?
It's not my car, is
it? It's like across the...
Okay.
Across the lane. But I locked my car and it turned off. I'm like, oh, I guess it was me. And then I went off and fucking... What are we talking about? Montenegro?
What's that movie where Brad Pitt's a mountaineer in Tibet and he meets the new Buddha?
What the you just made that up.
No, you've never seen that?
Fight Club.
No, it's not Fight Club. It was like when Brad Pitt was just becoming popular.
Oh, I don't know.
In the early 90s.
I don't remember Brad Pitt in the early 90s. Ocean's 11.
No, it was like pre all that shit.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Definitely not Angelina Jolie.
Where do you think the worst place to travel is? Here?
Like, danger-wise or just shitty?
If you had to pick one place to make me travel to as a bit, where would you send me? To fuck with me?
Easter Island.
That'd be a good trip.
What are you gonna do?
You know those heads are full-grown people?
Yeah.
Did you know?
I'm having deja vu right now.
They made the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then buried, you know when you go to the beach? And they're like, ha, bury my body, so it's just on my head. They did that as a goof.
And it's in National Geographic. It's not even like a conspiracy. It's like they're trying to figure out two of the bodies actually had pictures of, like, Western sailboats on them.
Yeah.
And it's like, how the fuck did they, like, the time that those are there, they shouldn't have even known what white people boats look like.
How long have they been there? Carbon dating?
Yeah, a lot of those have been there like 2,000 years. Like, they used to paddle there with canoes.
Interesting.
So, like, the statues could have been made, let's say, in, like, the 1500s, but then still it would have been natives on the west side not telling the Spanish that they knew how to canoe all the way out to this fucking island and build weird statues.
Hmm.
So, like, doesn't add up.
I think that someone went down and just carved them in afterwards.
It's a possibility.
And then reburied them.
Like, the island has no trees, and the whole reason the island has no trees is because they cut them all down to use them to move the statues into place.
Seems like a waste of trees.
Like, and it was natives from Chile.
How many trees does it take to move, like, maybe...
A lot.
Maybe four?
Like, you never seen those, like...
Yeah, you get four... When we were a kid. You get four trees, right? You roll them down, you roll it forward, you take the back one out, you put it at the front, and you need four. Four trees.
The National Geographic thing I read is because of the balance, right? Because in the olden days, and you wouldn't need, like, 200 people to lift that up straight. So they would wheel it on its back on, like, as many logs as possible, and the reason that they were in holes is because then they can just...
That's how they stood them up?
Yeah, they can just shove it into the hole, and it stands up straight. Then there's less work for them. They don't need as many people to stand this thing up and then drag it into place without knocking it over.
So they stood it up in the holes.
Yeah, they stood them up in the holes.
Interesting. So Easter Island.
Yeah.
All right.
What about me? Where would you send me?
France.
Why France?
Because I feel like you'd do poorly in France.
I would hate it. I would not like it.
I'm going to send you to France. You're going to live with Claude and Joan.
Oh, God.
A nice interracial couple.
Okay.
And...
Would I be in Paris or in the...
No. You're in, like, some small town.
Lowlands.
In a small town.
with no...
Jean Lee is with the town.
No hospital.
You live in Jean... Hospital. No hospital.
No.
And nobody speaks English.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Yeah. Tu es que je peux parler aux toilettes?
Je m'appelle Bailey. C'est... Je parle un peu français.
Yeah.
Je peux payer la toilette.
You're going to France.
Sur le tableau.
Bailey, what's a millennial?
Isn't that... Aren't we millennials?
I asked you the question. I don't know. Don't you have to be born in the millennium?
You have to be born on the turn of the century. Like, experiencing your development through the turn of the century. Not necessarily born on the millennium. That's why some millennials are, like, in their late 30s, right?
What?
Not late 30s, late 20s, late 20s. Sorry, I went a whole decade too far. Late 20s.
Late 20s? So you could be like 80?
You can be like 27 and be a millennial.
So born in like 1990?
Yeah, like in the tech industry. I think it's about 88 to 89 to about 2002 to 2005.
Interesting. I don't know, I was just wondering because you were talking about how you fucking hate millennials. I don't even know what a millennial is.
I don't necessarily fucking hate them.
That's what you said.
I don't fucking hate them. What is up with
it's,
that?
It's not me.
I know, that's ridiculous though. So, millennials though, it's like been getting to me because maybe I grew up in a grumpy old European family that
sure.
just made me do hard labor too much.
Sure. But sounds like you worked in a fucking work camp.
Sometimes it felt like it. I was, my grandma made me like serve tables and do dishes and clean
you had
the
to
whole
do dishes
at like six, like
oh shit,
restaurant level dishes. I was a 6 year old.
Oh, dishes!
Come on.
Sometimes they had bits of ketchup on the plate.
Why are you gonna do
you
gotta
get a little
right
bit
now?
Of crusty ketchup off the plate?
I'm telling my grandma you shat on her. She really liked you too.
Hey, little Bailey, get the ketchup off the plate.
Don't make fun of Fran like that.
Fran's my boy. I love Fran.
But it just seems like if I'm with my family, I offer to like pick up plates, I offer to clean up, I offer like to help, like do my part, but those kids these days, like...
So we kids these days.
No, but, like, the millennials, specifically.
So, like, 28-year-olds.
To like, 12-year-olds.
Okay.
That's a weird range, right?
That's a broad range that's of people you hate.
That's why I hate the term as an actual, like, marketing...
What do you hate? Tell me the age demographic that you hate.
Like, 12 to, like... 19.
Okay, so anyone who's listening is in that demographic.
I don't
tell Bailey he's a fucking dick.
I don't hate.
You're kind of what's the word? You've
been applying hate.
Narrowing the scope of people who want to listen to you say shit.
Yeah, but I got a beautiful voice and a pretty face.
Yeah, it's
and I'm
debatable.
Just coast on by in life because that's
you got
that's
a face for radio. Right? I'll say that.
A face for radio.
Yeah,
that's what my mom always told me. Thank you.
And a voice for old timey movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Dick Tracy movies?
No, like Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, fuck. Why Charlie Chaplin?
Because he didn't talk.
Can I at least have the Three Stooges and make some noises? Get the occasional giggle in there?
No, you can, like, be hit in the head and the thing will pop up on the screen that says, ouch. That's what you get.
Okay. I totally lost my train of thought.
What do you hate?
I was trying to explain that, and you cut me off again by narrowing demographics.
And then I paused for like 4 seconds.
I know.
And you just looked at me like I had schmutz on my face.
Yeah, you look like you got schmutz on your face.
Do I have schmutz on my face?
Is their work ethic less than ours because they're catered to by helicopter parents?
I thought you were going to say by helicopters. Like, I mean, if I was catered to by helicopters.
That's what, like, the work ethic is nuts. Like, when I'm with my family, I offer to help, I offer to do shit, and people
just... Yeah, we're great. Just welcome to Bailey talking about how great he is.
I don't mean how great I am. I mean all the people around me that were raised in that environment, but then you go to the millennials that were coddled to a little bit more, quite possibly, by helicopter parents.
Okay.
And it's a different situation.
What's your point here?
Is there a difference between being raised in an era with technology, with everything being
catered? You're saying it's technology's fault?
Well, no, just is everything being catered, because everything is at ease of hand.
Sure, at ease of hand, Amazon, yes.
I'm being catered to in the public school system.
Sure.
I struggled through this shit because I had so many problems in school, but there was no help. They just wouldn't do shit. But now it's even easier.
Yeah.
Right?
Saying life's too easy these days?
Is life too easy these days?
Is that the root of your question?
I feel like you just rooted it out.
Yeah. Is life too easy
these days, and does it affect your work ethic?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
But do you think that's prevalent and then affecting the younger generation?
Oh, like, is it fucking them up?
Yeah, is it fucking them up?
I mean, I feel like there's going to be we're coming onto an era where, no one wants to work in the trades.
Yeah.
Because, no one wants to, do hard stuff. Everything, it's too hard.
Exactly.
They don't want to do things that are too hard.
Exactly.
And that could be a problem. Yeah. Are you asking me if it's going to be a problem? I don't know what do you want me to say?
I want to know your opinion. Is it a bad thing? Is it going to be a problem? What do you think on, do you think it's an issue that this is happening?
Okay, I'll let you start. Ask me one well-worded question. I'll give you an answer.
Do you think giving someone access to having an easier life would have a negative impact on society and the job market?
Holy fuck. Yes.
And how?
Ah, fuck. Okay. So, I think that if stuff's easy, you think stuff will always be easy. If you look at, child stars, child TV stars, they always end up fucked up. Because if you're, say I'm Macaulay Culkin, right?
Yeah.
I'm 12 years old, and when you go to a set of a movie, I feel like everyone's just holding your hand.
Yeah.
And they fucking spoon feed you applesauce if you want it.
Yeah.
Which is okay if you're a full grown man, you take care of the star. But if that's a child, he's this is life. Everyone just does whatever I want them to do. So then as soon as you're not famous, you gotta go back to everyday life, you gotta go order a bagel and people are you gotta wait in line. It's fuck that, I'm not waiting in line. Everything has to be easy and perfect for me. They get fucked up.
Yeah.
So on a smaller scale, yeah, if you have a kid who's just being hey, mom, I want 4 grilled cheeses, and you're okay, here's 4 grilled cheeses. And you're I'm actually only going to eat one of them. Fuck mm-hmm. you. And the kid's going to be a shit, okay. And they're going to try and get a job, and they're this job's hard. Can you pay me more? And they're no, fuck you, you're fired. And then they're fucked.
Yeah.
And then unemployment goes through the roof, and then my taxes go up. Are you happy? Is that a good answer?
Yeah, no, it's a great answer.
Thank you.
And then what I would like to add, though, is the reason I hate the term millennials is I think it's too broad a stroke. So then the greater question is then
do you think we need different strokes?
Do you think there's too much of this going down? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's fucking shit up because there's too much of this going down?
Too much of this going down. I feel like the way society goes, everyone hates the generation that comes after them. But it's just the times they are a-changing, you know?
I completely concur with that part.
Everybody, the people I work for are it's 50-year-old men who are what the fuck, you're just Snapchatting and riding your scat board.
Yeah.
What's that all? Back in my day, we fucking threw rocks at each other. You kids have it too easy. But I look at kids, I'm like, oh, you're just, you got an iPhone when you're 8 and you're talking to all your buds. I had to fucking walk to my friend's house and hope he was home.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Generation X hates the baby boomers.
Yeah.
And the baby boomers hate the, Vietnam era people. And the Vietnam era people hate the World War II era people.
I think you have it backwards.
Why?
Yeah, it goes the other way. The old people hate the young people.
Yeah, correct. Sorry.
You work backwards.
I worked backwards.
But your point stands, yes. Everyone hates the generation that comes after them. I agree. I think that's your problem.
Yeah.
But everything will be fine. Or maybe we'll all die.
Yeah. The best scene in a cartoon that reminds me of that is I always forget about the technological differences, too, and, the simplicities of life. And it was, Bill Burr's cartoon, F is for Family, and they got an answering machine.
Yeah.
Shit was hilarious.
Oh, fuck, that answering machine?
They got their first answering machine. They're so this robot picks up the phone. And it just emphasized it in my mind of, oh, fuck, that's why every generation, when you're looking at it, it's that technological gap.
Yeah.
the World War II people were going like, oh, you kids and sitting on the home phone. What is this shit? You got a cord at home and you could just call anyone around the country? Fuck that.
Around the world.
Yeah. And now look at us. I can text my friend in Singapore right now if I wanted to.
Yeah. I can Snapchat the King of Siam.
Yeah, so, yeah, the generation before just can't relate because we're moving too fast.
Because you can't, no one can keep up. When we're old as fuck, they're going to have, like, hover robots.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, blowjob fests. And we're going to be like, I remember I used to buy a Kit Kat from the store and I'd share it with my friends.
Why blowjob fest? What blowjob fest? Is this your future?
It's going to be blowjob fest.
The blowjob fest?
Yeah.
I'm not, let's just, okay, fuck it, I'll leave that.
I was trying to think of something that would be like, so if someone's like, this is a thing that's happening, I'm like, what? There's no way there's a blowjob fest. There's no way they're like, yeah, I bought my ticket for the blowjob fest, you coming? You know, that'd be ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
Like hover robots.
Like hover robots. All right, I'll give you that.
You didn't even stutter at hover robots. I thought that was equally ridiculous.
Hover robots are more realistic.
Why do they need to just hover?
They don't
fly. They just hover. They don't touch the ground.
Elon Musk makes whatever he wants. They'll be hover robots.
But why? The thing is, but why?
Why does he want to make tunnels under LA?
Because it's efficient.
Is it?
Have you ever sat in traffic? It's shit.
Have you ever experienced an earthquake?
Oh, shit.
Imagine being waiting in line for those tunnels.
I was going to say, there's nothing worse than being stuck in traffic, like, on a bridge.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine you're stuck. There's, like, an accident in the tunnel or something.
Yeah. Like, there's so many. We're trailing off, but, yeah.
Fucking. Yeah, there should be hover robots and blowjob fest. Hover maybe blowjob robot fest.
Maybe that would motivate them.
Hover fest blowjob robots. Blowjob robot hover fest.
No, it's the hovering blowjob robot fest.
That's what I just said.
Yeah?
That was the last one I said.
That was the last one you said? So the whole festival is hovering and there's blowjob robots.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a hovering...
That's what I was trying to get.
It's a hovering blowjob robot fest.
Right. Is it kind of like Knuckles the Echidna's Kingdom just hovering in the air?
No, it's more like the robot in the Jetsons.
Or the Marvel fucking helicarrier.
No, it's like the robot in the Jetsons.
Okay, just scooting
around. Yeah, just scoots just above the ground.
Mary or whatever?
I feel like it's like Rose.
Rose? I don't remember.
Or was that the lady from Titanic?
I don't know.
I always mixed the two of them up.
That's weird. How do you mix those up?
They're both played by Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, what? No. Fuck off. One's a fucking maid in a...
Neither of them are Kate Beckinsale.
I don't know. Trying to catch me on my... Kate Winslet.
Kate Middleton. Crazy Kate!
I suck at actors' names.
So I have a question of the day for you, Bailey.
Sure.
How do you feel?
What?
How do you feel? You feel good?
I'm feeling okay.
I feel like you feel pretty good.
Why? Why?
Because you like the rain. It's soothing.
Yeah, sure. That's why.
I have another question for you, though.
Okay.
Now that I know that you're feeling pretty good.
Okay, thank you. I'm coasting right now.
I'm glad you're feeling good.
Thank you.
If you could have one superpower and you can't pick...
What?
Whatever, you can pick whatever you want. What do you want?
What were you going to say? Can't pick. You can't do that. That's
don't
like
worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You can fuck me, but you can't. And I have to guess? You want me to guess?
I'll let you know if you steer off course.
No, that's how sex goes wrong. Now I'm going to be hesitant.
Well, I'm going to pick one.
I want to be Jumper.
Like nope.
That movie. Not that one. Why not that one? You're bullshitting me now. You just saved it for whatever one came first.
No, you can be Jumper. You want to teleport?
But, yeah. But Jumper, I just have to see the photo and be like, whoa.
That's some bullshit.
That's why.
That's like most bullshit teleporting, because you don't know where that photo is.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's like magical.
I like that movie, though. That's a good movie.
Jumper one.
I was mixing up with Shooter with Mark Wahlberg.
It's because the head Christian.
No, Looper. I mixed up with Looper. With Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
I heard people talking about Looper, I thought they were talking about Jumper. I'm like, what? Bruce Willis isn't in that movie, I swear. I'm like, oh, that fucking shit one I didn't watch. Time travel murder.
It was only good because it was Bruce Willis and
Jagle?
Gordon-Levitt.
Call him Jagle.
Jagle. I was trying with JGL.
Why would you want to be Jumper? You think it's good? No, how would you use it to rob banks? Can you take a picture of an inside of a safe?
Yeah. And poop, poop.
What if you had a GoPro on, right? You wear it everywhere you go. Could you, like, go back just through the footage? Like, you could archive it. Like, this is my trip to the deli. And you just, like, get a still frame of that video?
Bro, no. So, if you want my master, like, you get contacts with augmented reality.
Why don't you wear Google Glass?
Because you could lose those. Someone could stomp on them.
You could lose your contacts.
It's safer bet.
All right.
Okay, Google Glasses if you want.
Sure.
And then you get your library of places you've been. And you got your safe houses. So then no one can ever catch you because you can just poof around.
Why don't you just carry one of those wallets with lots of pictures in them?
Because then that's you. Imagine like you're fallen from the Empire State Building because you poof to the wrong place. You're going to go, hoo, 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 and stumble through all your photos.
Well, I feel like...
It's just this way.
I would have a watch that just has a picture of my living room.
It's the future, bro. You don't need a watch. What the fuck, man? I can have it on my eyeball.
It's not the future. It's now.
You can have that shit now, and if I'm a...
You cannot have eyeball...
Yeah, you can have contacts with...
You can have contacts.
You can have contacts with augmented...
No, you can't!
If you're the ballin' guy, yeah? If you're ballin' enough...
How are you ballin'?
I already stole money because I got looper powers.
Jumper powers.
Jumper powers. God damn it. Because I got jumper powers.
So you robbed a bank?
Oh, yeah, I would have already robbed a couple banks. And then you go talk to Elon Musk.
What do you file on your taxes?
Taxes? Who pays taxes?
I guess you could just jump away from the IRS.
Yeah.
You just live on the run.
Yeah.
Pay for everything with cash.
Yeah.
How are you buying this contact thing if you're, like, off the grid? With Bitcoin?
I just pop into Silicon Valley for a day or two. Go meet someone.
Yeah, I think you'd be, like, the most wanted criminal.
Dark web.
They'd find you.
Dark web.
This leads into the best answer. Shape-shifting. They'll never find me.
But don't you still...
Oh, no, they chase me. Whoop, I'm a bumblebee.
Don't you still have the same DNA when you shapeshift?
Yeah.
Like, does Beast Boy, when he transforms into another green animal, still consist of the same Beast Boy DNA?
Sure.
So they can track you somehow.
Yeah, but what if I'm a bumblebee? How are they going to find me?
What happens if they put a chip in you and then you transform?
How are they getting the chip in me?
I don't know. Just hypothetically. They shot you with a dart, and the dart...
Oh, they'd never get me.
...chip in it.
Anyone comes near me, I look at them, I'm saying, oh, I'm a bumblebee.
If Beast Boy's bad at transforming, you're not going to be able to keep up with him.
No, I'm training for like 5 years.
So you're just going to go...
But I could also just be like, oh, I'm a penny.
You could shapeshift into anything.
Yup, I'm that lady's wallet.
So you're just always going to be tricky. Do you have to yell it out?
Yeah. I have to go, oh, I'm a sofa.
I feel like that in itself would get you caught.
Oh, pencil crayon.
Yeah, you're trying to run away, but you got to call out each other.
Yeah, so they know who you are, but like...
Oh, desk. Oh, TV. Oh, dildo.
Yeah, but even if, like, say I go, oh, safe, and they're like, oh, fuck, he's that safe, but like...
What happens if you're in, like, Italy or something?
Okay.
Then you find something, you don't know how to say it in that language. Does the
picture
still work?
It's like...
Oh, telecommunity!
No, you have to, like, convince yourself. It's all about the power of will, you know? So I don't have to say it in Italian because I'm in Italy.
But what if you don't know what it's called? Like, there's no...
Oh, if I forget what it's called?
No, you just see, like, some weird kitchen tool that you want to turn into, and it's, like, completely foreign to you.
I can say, oh, that thing.
Okay, alright.
Oh, whatever that is.
That thing over there.
Oh, that thing I saw last week at the... At my mom's. The one she used to...
The thing she uses to do stuff.
Oh, I feel like, realistically, I don't have to do that, but I think I do. It helps. You know?
Oh, God. Oh, the meat slicer I saw last week.
Oh, myself. Wait, no. Oh, cats. Four cats.
Do you shapeshift into attractive woman?
I could.
Do you?
Sometimes.
What gender are you?
If I'm a woman? Probably a
just
woman.
If you can transform.
Well, I'm everything. I can be whatever I want.
The most gender-fluid person ever.
Yeah. Like, usually I'm me. Actually, no. If I had a choice, I'd probably usually be a panther.
Why?
I just roam around town and be like, oh shit, there's a panther. I'm like, oh, no, there's a pen. And I'm like, what? And someone just picks up the pen and they go to write, and then I'm like, oh, giant dildo. And I'm like, ah!
I just, this whole, every situation that happens, I would be most startled by the yelling, oh, time to be this! Oh. Fucking my pen turning into a dildo, yelling, oh!
Oh, use syringe, ah!
Oh, God. You'd be like a meth head's best friend.
Nope. Oh. You go to use me, I'm like, oh, hope counselor.
Oh, bag of heroin.
Oh, you're disappointed mom.
You could also torment some people with that.
Yeah, I'd fuck with everyone.
Okay, do you get to have your own color? Do you actually look like it, or are you Beast Boy and turn, like, all green or some bullshit?
No, it's... I have my hair.
That's it? Just your hair on every... Like Pickle Rick?
Yeah, like Pickle Rick.
Okay.
No face, just the hair.
Just hair. Alright, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, so, like, I could turn into a desk, and it's just, like, there's hair on... You go to pick it up, like, it's a wig, it's like, no, it's attached!
Okay. So you do that, and I'll be Jumper.
Yeah.
Alright,
deal. Whoop!
Whoop!
Oh, I'm Bailey. Oh, there's two of us.
That's it. You'll just be my double. We'll split the money.
Whoop, I'm a picture of a place that doesn't exist. And then you go to look at it, and you go to teleport there, and you're gone.
But that's why we work together. You don't fuck
until you cross me.
Does that mean...
I think I'm undefeatable.
Would I teleport into your imagination?
You would teleport...
What do I teleport to if I looked at one of your photos that are made up?
Probably just wouldn't work.
Just into oblivion.
Yeah.
But I don't have to say a chant. I would just be sitting there staring, trying to teleport. It's just not happening.
Nothing's happening. You're like, why isn't this working? I'm like, oh, I drew that.
Alright, fair enough. Then you can fuck me over in an escape plan.
Yeah.
So then I couldn't really, like, I just wouldn't be able to teleport to where you sit, but I could, like, instantly be like, oh, Miami. I'm gone.
I'm like, fuck, how do I get? I'm like, whoop, cheetah. And I'm just like,
trying to catch up.
Yeah.
You'd be like the ultimate predator. Just like be a panther hunting something and just sprout some wings.
Yeah, you go to catch them, like, oh, rhino. And then you land on it.
That's not cool. Can't be.
Oh, Empire State Building.
Could you swallow things like Kirby?
I mean, if I was big enough.
Could you be Kirby?
No, it can only be things that exist. I have to have seen it before.
Okay.
Perhaps touched it.
Perhaps?
I have to have touched it.
As a person. How do you transform back? Let's say you...
Whoop! Back.
That's it? Back?
Whoop! Back.
Okay.
All right. Here we go! Yeah, that's what
I'm pretty sure that's copyrighted.
That's fine. Whoop! Right, creator of Mario.
Something Nagasaki, right?
That's offensive.
Is it?
I don't think it's not... That's a place in Japan.
No, I know. I'm trying to play it off.
I feel like it's like Yamaguchi.
I feel like that's just as bad.
That might be just as bad.
Put Gucci in the word.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. That's been all of our thoughts.
Yeah.
Where can people find us, Bailey?
They can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Things That Are News. They can email us at Things That Are News. And Jeff is trying to pump up the Twitter.
ThingsThatAreNews@gmail.com.
ThingsThatAreNews@gmail.com. Did I say Hotmail?
No, you just said Things That Are News.
ThingsThatAreNews@gmail.com.
Email us at ThingsThatAreNews.
And go on Twitter, help Jeff get popping, and write funny one-liners. Let him know what's trending.
Yeah, if you tweet me, I will tweet you back.
And compliment.
That's the Jeffrey best. Brooks great. If you tweet me one funny thing and it makes me laugh, I will owe you one favor.
And for Kit and all those people who live in other countries that support us, we got new fun things coming soon.
Yeah, there's new fun things coming soon. You can tune in. Well, there's going to be some good stuff going on. If you want to support the show, go on the iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. If you don't like the show, hey, give us a 1-star rating. That's fair.
Write a review of what you think my face looks like.
I mean, we got Instagram. But, like, if you have... Don't see the Instagram.
No, I want a review. I want, like...
A review?
A description in length. At least 300 words.
If you draw a picture of me, I'll owe you two favors.
Two whole favors. We might have beer soon, too. I want some beer. Oh,
that'd be good. Tune in next time. Please?